This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's track down Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Mike. What's going on?
I'm trying to stay dry.
I know.
It was raining around here yesterday. I was going to get on the road yesterday, but I seen all that rain. I didn't have to be there. I don't have to be there until Sunday, really, but I just didn't want to make a drive pulling a boat in all that rain.
Well, did we win three
in a row last night?
Yeah, that makes 5 out of 6.
Wow.
Took 2 out of 3 from the Padres. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Since they were the hottest team around.
Yep. Well, and I'm hearing all that crybaby stuff about that collision with Ubon and never who that was at first base.
Oh, yeah, when Dubon was playing, covering first base.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he was playing second base, he covered on that drag bunt. And, well, he's got a right to the bag and catching the ball, too. But it, Dubon's tougher than we think we are. Remember that collision with the wall in the field last year?
Yeah.
Unbelievable catch he made running wide open and slammed into that wall and got up and shook the dust off. I'm going, what?
I mean, I didn't understand that play. I watched it over and over, he wasn't hurt at all, but I don't know who that was. But they're talking trash, man. And even the Dodgers are talking trash about it. So them trashy Astros back at
me, you know. Now, well, they're California teams. They're Hawaiians.
Yeah.
You know, they always have been. Big deal.
But, no, everything's all good.
Here in Texas, we just shake off stuff like that and move on. Let's play ball.
We need to.
Play ball.
It's crazy what's going on in our world, that's for sure. But it's kind of hilarious at times, too, though.
It is.
But now I had a customer send me a message yesterday talking about sent me pictures. One of them big trout pictures, some guy down there. And I mean, it's 4 boats. You got to understand that part. It's 4 boats, but they got all them fish lined up on the front of one of them all-American metal boats, and I mean, it's just hilarious. But like there's like 12 guys in that picture. So,
that's a lot of fish. Said, 15 trout apiece.
Yep. He said you. He said you. comment was, he said, y'all gonna be just like us. Y'all keep that crap up down there. So, but them boys have got a shot, been having a shot the last couple of days getting out to Britain. And they say the bait is on out there.
Yeah, if you can get out there.
Yeah, if you can get there. So,
yeah, this wind's been killing our offshore guys, man. You know, by its own, you just got to get there.
Yep, exactly. Other than that, that's all I know, Mickey. Like I said, it's just been quiet.
Yes, it has.
Got all my honeydews kind of put out and under control. So we'll see what happens when I go back.
Yeah, I spent the day yesterday down at my buddy's house, O'Raz. We redid everything on my Gravely. All new belts and changed the hydrostatic, you know, transmission fluid and filters. And you talk about a job, man.
You ain't telling me. I've got two of them. And I got one in this one here. I broke a belt on this one here.
Oh,
I've been 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I went through my stuff. And the only thing on my warranty stuff is, it's all about the motor. It don't say nothing about the machine itself.
Yeah.
And I went up there and got me a new belt for it, nearly $100 bill for it.
Was it the mowing deck belt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I paid $119 for one.
Yeah, so.
But that, I had no idea. That lady punched all my stuff in the computer, and I bought that machine in March of 2012. That thing's 13 years old.
Well,
and I've only replaced the belts on it once.
Right.
And there's that one variegated belt on the mowing deck, you know, the one that runs the two outside, you know, comes from the middle pulley to the outside one. I'd never changed that, and I put a new one on there. That one was about $60, but it'd never been changed, and the one I took off looks... I said, how can it last that long and still not have all this wear on it? Now, it was stretched out about a half inch more than it should have been. So,
right.
But, I mean, if you're going in there to do all that, you might as well do all of them. And that drive
belt. Oh, absolutely.
That drive belt and the mowing deck belt coming off that back pulley off the engine, that's a booger if you don't get that keyway lined up just right when you're putting that clutch and power takeoff thing back on there. Was under there, laying there and fishing the belt to me to the front, and it was one guy can't do that by himself. Can't do it.
No.
Unless you worked on it all your life, you know.
Right. I finally went and Googled it on that deck belt, and I was putting it on there right because it's, you know, it's
real simple. Way it goes. You know, it's real simple. You just run it from the back pulley, you know, all the way through. You got to fish it between them two little pegs come down for the belt slap and then get it to the deck. And then you just double it and go over and make an S right there, and you're good to go.
Yeah, after you figure it out. But now I don't know on yours, but spring on mine.
There's two springs, on that deck.
You're not.
And,
Raz
has a tool for that where he can hook it and then pull it while you're on a breakover bar turning that arm. But it takes two guys to do it. You can't do that by yourself.
I did it. But what I've done, I took a ratchet.
Hat's off to you.
I took a ratchet strap and hooked on that spring.
And then pulled it back to you. Yeah.
Pulled it back to me and got it on. I still had to turn a pulley to get that belt.
Yeah, you still got it,
going. Yeah, to make it, because you can't pull it far enough for it to go over it. But, I tell you what, though, I watch the guy that works on them Gravelys all the time. Like I said, I Googled it, and he had a YouTube deal on it. He makes sure all the gas and oil is out of it, and he picks it up by the front end where he can have it right there in his face.
Yeah, we're doing this with a floor jack with jack stands under it.
Yeah, now, well, you know, offense. But yeah, he's got it going on. But
yeah.
Anyhow, but no, they're good bikes. You got to give them that.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
Yeah, you had 2012. Well, I've got a, I got one's an 18, and then this one here at the house is, I think it's a 20 or 21.
Boy,
and they've changed some stuff.
They have. I mean, you looked at the new ones, man. It's just your
fighting. Sure.
Boy, I wish I zero down, you know,
yeah,
and zero interest for 48 minutes. Yeah. And you go, man, I ought to get me a new one. But how do you?
Oh, they got ones got shocks on it and everything. Yeah.
Oh, do you?
You know, they've got one. I think it's right at $23,000. A big 70. Yeah, it's a big 72 inch, and I've got horsepower on it. It's stupid. But it's got shocks on it, so it'd be a lot smoother ride.
Sure.
But so does Bad Boy's got one out. It is $32,000
for a lawnmower.
Yes, sir. But it's like 84 inch.
Well, you'd be a yard man for a long time.
Yeah.
With $32,000. But I like doing it myself, you know. And
yeah, me too.
In an affordable.
But
way.
You talking about? Yeah, you talking about getting them belts under them pegs and keep-ons?
Right.
These new ones, them pegs are screwed on.
Right.
You can take that, you can unscrew them, and you don't have to fight trying to get that belt between that pulley and that peg. That's
right.
A smart move they made.
Yeah.
So, well, other than that, for fishing, I don't know much other than they're stroking them catfish on Livingston out here still.
Yeah. White bass and catfish at Livingston and Conroe, you know, catfish and. You know, Richard's been catching a few crappie, too. Doing pretty good.
Yeah, that's what he told me. He said it's kind of a hit-and-miss deal, but he's been catching a few. You know, and I guess everybody missed the deal on Lake Houston when it was low like that. So.
Well, and I saw where, I can't remember the name of the lake now there in East Texas, where a boater was missing. They found his bass boat. It looked like a Champion floating. And they ended up finding his body.
Yeah.
Must have fell over or something.
Yeah, and they said, what I heard, the last I saw on that yesterday was, it was during a storm, but I think he got struck by lightning.
Oh, gosh.
And fell out of the boat. That's the last I heard on it. But, I mean, you know, there's much going on now with boating accidents.
Boating accidents and this kind of stuff. That's our brothers, man. Fishermen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, the last deal on it, they had an eyewitness on it that didn't actually see it happen.
Right.
But he did. He come in because of the storm, and this gentleman was idling out into the storm. So, you have to use a little common sense.
Yeah.
That's like us down there, man. That lightning down there on us is...
Boy, it gets bad down there on the boot, doesn't it? Golly.
Oh, well, it's, you know, and...
And that marsh
you're
and
most of the time, most of the time, you're the tallest thing out there.
Well, you are. You're so vulnerable on the water in a boat.
Yep. I have, on them stormy days, you know, we've got... There's different facilities that we can go get on and hide and get protection. And so when it's like that, I try to stay as close to one of them facilities that I know I can go get out of it, you know. And so,
Blaine and I used to do that in the back of Trinity. We'd be so far from the dock.
Yeah.
That weather would roll in, and Ray Stanley had him a marsh house there, that you know, a duck camp.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to pull into his place and tie off and run up and get up under the, the back porch. And that awning.
Yep.
Yeah, and ride them out.
Yep. That's a smart thing to do.
Yep.
So, boy, there was some... Was there a tornado? I hadn't even paid no attention to the news on TV. Was there a tornado in Fort Bend County the day before yesterday?
Man, I heard something.
I saw a video of it. I saw a video of it, but you never know, if somebody... Pulling
no,
prank or that, but I hadn't watched the news. And see, but I knew it got a little rough down that way.
Right.
Now, what night was it? Sunday night. Yeah, Easter. It got rough in East Texas.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yep. Greg was in Hemp Hill, and he didn't get, he was at his in-laws, and he was coming back, and it done got late, and he said from Jasper to Livingston, he never got over 35 miles an hour.
Boy.
Yep.
Raining cats and dogs, man.
It was. So, yeah, all I thought right, somebody buddy. At Shepherd got 6 inches.
Yeah, I heard that, too. I saw that one.
Oh, and him.
All right, man. Well, if somebody wants to get with you, Mike, give me some info how they can reach you and go fishing in Venice with you.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing. What did them Rockets do last night? I ain't even checked.
Man, I didn't even look at the – I watched the Astros. I forgot all about the Rockets.
Yeah.
They
yep.
won.
They did?
Just told me, yeah.
I got you.
So they're one,
all right, man.
One with Golden State. All right, buddy.
We'll be talk to you later.
Thanks, Mike.
Later.
Right.
Bye.
Well, you know, folks, the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament that's coming up, that'll start Memorial Day weekend. It's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today and take advantage of up to $1.9 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions. They'll have 120 tagged redfish released in Texas inshore waters. Gives you a great opportunity to catch a boat and truck package. If you feel lucky, you got to enter. Can't win if you don't enter. 120 tagged redfish. And you can fish for other species like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Just go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Go to startournament.org or call 713-626-4222. Sign up today. Good morning.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:20 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Tiki Island way and let's check in with Captain James Flogg this morning. Morning, James. What's up, bud?
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot, man. How are you?
Man, web feet, buddy. Web feet. Hey, man, everything I own is wet. Everything stinks. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I knew if anybody was out there in that mess yesterday, it'd be you.
Oh, we went every day. The worst day, yesterday was good. It got bad. It got bad. But Monday kind of got me. Like, I didn't even pay no attention to it. So we're fishing, and, man, we were on a bunch of fish, wouldn't bite. We caught a couple. I said, man, let's go. So I made a big old run, and we caught them. It got pretty good.
Big old
man, catch a lot of fish on catch a lot of fish on top waters. And man, then it starts getting black, and it's lightning. I said, man, I think that thing's going to go north of us. And it was raining a little bit, lightning, and I ain't looked at no phone or nothing. So they kind of the fish kind of faded. I think we caught like 14 right there. Caught one nice one, probably maybe 4 pounds. I said, man, let me go get the boat. And I go get the boat and look at my phone. I'm like, man, this ain't too good. This is bad. All that stuff was coming up from the southwest. And now it's blowing. It started blowing a little bit. Man, we better go. So I load everybody up. We take off. And I'm coming across the channel. And I guess those storms was just right there to the west of me. And, buddy, I hit that wind. It was blowing about 25, 30. I said, man, this ain't good. Anyway, get across there. No problem. Fit the fish some place right over there. And we anchor up and get out, and I still ain't like, man, ain't there's nowhere to go. I can't go home, so we're just fishing. Dude, it was blowing so hard. Mike and Ken are standing next to me, and it was blowing so hard the water was coming, the mist was coming up off the water in front of you and getting you wet. And I said, I'm telling you, it's blowing. Oh, and we caught one. So we got out of the boat, I catch one. I said, look at this, man. We're going to catch them in this deal. And I said, I'm standing there. I'm looking at my boat. I said, man, if this boat breaks loose, we got problems. There ain't nobody coming to get
you. You're done.
And I ain't no phone carrier. You know, I ain't got no phone in my waders or nothing. So I said, man, let me go check the boat. And I went and stood on the anchor, made sure it was stuck. Said, okay, we're good. So we don't care. We get a few more bites. I don't think we caught another keeper or nothing. And it got kind of calm. I'm thinking, man, it might get good. Buddy, that wind swung around and come out of the west at about 30. It was 37. It was 37 gusting to 39 at the jetties. And I told Mike, I said, man, I ain't real smart, but I know what 40 is. So now I got to go back and get the boat because I'm sinking. Because I'm anchored about the back end. And I'm done pushed up on the bank, but I'm sinking. I said, man, I got to go get this boat. And finally get out of all that. So, man, let's go home. And it's like 3 o'clock, but it's kind of like one of them deals. Where am I? I told Mike, I said, they ain't nowhere to go.
You're in a sucker hole. I mean, you can't go one way or the other. You're just stuck.
No, we're just stuck, man. And then, but the fishing was good. I mean, it was good fishing. Now, Tuesday, we didn't get no storms, and it was actually really nice in the morning, Mickey and man, fishing was, I mean, we caught them, but it was far cry from good. Everything that I saw on Monday that really looked good, like I idled over there to get my guys. They pop about 10
or 12. If it looked good, it was good.
Well, no, it really wasn't, but they're there. I mean, I'm telling you, man, they're here. If the 40-mile-an-hour wind don't get me, we probably catch them. But anyway. Yeah. We hit all kind of stuff Tuesday, and we finally caught them, but it was not good fishing. Right. And yesterday, I had Kelly Rise and Jim. They're just laughing. I said, they don't even question nothing. He said, what about that weather looks north of us? Man, I don't care about that weather. I mean, you can't get no worse than it was Monday. So it was nice, but we had a really, really good topwater bite yesterday, and we caught a lot of nice fish, man. Hey, I break one off. Everybody breaks off the big ones. Everybody loses the big ones. I hate those kind of stories. But I see the fish. He's over 5 pounds. He jumps over my lure. He's got it. So I got him. I said, man, this is the biggest fish I've had on this spring. And I'm fighting him. Gone. Man, that's why I hate topwaters. And then I'm reeling in. I said, man, I ain't got no lure. I got nothing. He broke me off. And that's another thing. I hate to say, oh, man, I broke off. How the hell you break off, dude?
You did.
So I'm sitting, now I'm sad because it was my topwater I was getting them on, and Kelly and them are way behind me. And I look out there, Mickey, about a minute later, my lure pops up. I said, look at there, man. There's my bait. I got to walk through my fish to go get my bait, which I don't want to do. I looked at it for a minute. I said, man, I care less about that lure, but I like to have it right now. So I stomp through my old fish, and I pick my lure up. Everything's good. My cross lock, there's about 6 inches of leader. So when he flipped, he run that line in the bend of them treble hooks.
Yep.
So I had
cut it like a razor blade.
100%, buddy. And that's why, you know, I use that Go Label Cigar 15, and it's plenty sufficient, except when that kind of stuff happens.
Yeah, that's if not I'd big enough for top waters. I use at least 30 on top waters.
Nah, you're right. You're right.
I mean, because you're working on top anyway, and in the water we have in this bay, these fish can't see that line, man.
Exactly right. And I thought about that while I'm sitting there stomping through my old fish. So I back up right where my mud trail is, get tied back up, fire back out there, and I catch the male trout that's with him, like a 20-inch male. We're catching these male trout, dude, that are 20, 21,
those are big males. Well, you got some big girls around somewhere.
Man, they're there. I don't know how many's there, but that was a real one. And
well, hey, Sammy went back to where we caught him last Tuesday, and
yeah.
He went this past Tuesday and went there, and they had moved a little bit, about 400 or 500 yards, but he found them, and he's throwing, and he got him a bad backlash, and his old bait's just laying on the bottom out there. He gets a backlash off, and he reels up his line and swimming off with it. So he sets hook, gets it in, 7-pounder.
No kidding.
Yeah, lets it go.
That's big time.
Yeah, and then throws back out and hooks another one just like that one, gets it up by the boat, and it comes off, and then he catches another one about 4. Now, we caught that school of fish, we caught over 100 fish out of it last week, and we didn't see anything that would resemble 4 pounds or up. And that just,
well, you're catching too many, you couldn't get the bait to them.
Yeah, you just couldn't get the bait to them. And he had a real nice morning.
Man, that's good on Sammy, man. That's awesome. Now, this fish wasn't 7, over 5, but he wasn't 7. Well, man, there's some. I don't know where they're coming from. I mean, those now, fish that you're
they
fishing
just
on up
they've
there,
been
they
here. It's
fish.
Just not enough of them where we're catching, you know, catching them every time. It's just you
right,
gotta
not regular.
Just gotta go pay your dues to get you a real good fish like that, and Sammy does. And
but, man, that's cool though. That
Cliff sent me a video of a big one, you know, that his customer videoed him while he reeled it in pink topwater. He's crushing them. He's having another one of them fantastic weeks on topwaters again.
They're definitely snapping in topwater. They're throwing
you know, hot pink skitter walks.
Well, I don't know what the best thing was yesterday. I think a she-dog was good because I know Jim was throwing that.
Right.
Kelly was using some kind of peanut-looking lure, some kind of Mansfield garbage. I ain't got one, but it was getting bit.
Probably one of those Berkeley PT-7s or whatever they are.
No, it's that old Wayne Davis thing, that things they use.
Oh, that Mansfield bait. I got you.
Yeah, and it's got a big old noise, but it gets bit, no doubt, no doubt. And I was using a little she pup, a pink one, and then I hooked that fish on a little spook, a little pink one, no pink and white. And I just use something I can see. I don't really care. I got to be able to see
That's me with topwaters. I want to see my bait. I always use something bright where I can see it good. That's what I always liked about the old bone jumping minnow. You can see it all the time.
You can see it all day, every day, man.
Remember when we started painting the bottoms of them black?
Black.
We'd call them
black.
Shamu.
Shamu.
Like
baby.
The killer
hey,
whale.
I looked at the
whale's black on the back and white on the belly. I said, yeah, but I can't see it. I said, I want to see it, so I just painted it black. And he said, I understand that.
Yeah. Hey, you ain't believe this. I got my big spook, and I put it in my hand yesterday. I'm looking at it. I'm saying, these fish I'm on are pretty good. I looked at it, and I shook it, and I'm like, man, I ain't changing the hooks on this thing to go throw it. I just threw it back down.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right, buddy, I got to run, man. Buddy. Somebody wants to come down there and and get after it. How do they get a hold of you, James?
Buddy, 497-771-7306.
All right, dog.
Yeah, tell Sammy I said good on him, man. Nice fish.
All right, see you, brother.
All right, dude,
later.
See
you. All right. Well, anglers, are you ready to hook into something big? Well, it's that time for the Matagorda Slam Fishing Tournament. Captain's meeting's today. The tournament's tomorrow, so kick things off tonight at the captain's meeting. They'll have a Calcutta and dinner at Rusty Hook Ranch, Rudy's Barbecue, cold drinks, get in on the action before the lines even hit the water. Then it's game on tomorrow morning, safe light launch, and the weigh-in tomorrow will be between 2 and 4 p.m. at the Matagorda Harbor. So bring your A-game and your best team and your lucky rods. Entry's just $400 per team. Here's the best part. Your entry includes all-you-can-eat crawfish on Saturday at the legendary Matagorda Slam Crawfish Cook-Off. Don't miss it. Proceeds benefit the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association. They're helping get more kids on the water and into the great outdoors. Spots are filling fast. Register today at matagordaslam.com. That's matagordaslam.com, and get ready to slam. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 536 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to G-Town now, and let's check in with our good friend, Captain Michael Marquez. We just call him Sharky for short. Sharky, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
How's it going, man?
Man, everything's going, brother. I woke up with a little bit of a sore throat, so if I sound scruffy, then my apologies.
You've been fishing in the rain?
Man, I have been fishing in the rain. You know what? I didn't even put two and two together, but I guess that's probably what did it, huh?
I know when I used to fish a lot and I'd fish on those wet days and stay wet all day and fishing in the rain, I'd always get kind of a sore, scratchy throat from it.
Man, that's a good point, Mickey.
But it'll go away, man. It'll go away.
Yeah, that's true. We fished yesterday in the rain, ironically.
Oh, boy.
Oh gosh, man, it was an awesome trip, man. A little bit of some high winds, I think it was southeast yesterday, and we poked around off its bayou, caught a couple fish in there, nothing really crazy to ride home about, but then we headed to the Galveston Shipping Channel, mm-hmm. And man, right when I got under Pelican Island, that water just greened up. It was nice, Mickey. It was super nice. We pulled up to this first little spot. I have my deckhand grab a live shrimp under a popping cord. I said, hey, before we throw an anchor, just cast it up in there. Bam! You know, nice big trout. I said, all right, we're in it, buddy. Here we go. And threw an anchor. We caught some nice trout, man. Caught a 30-inch redfish. Released him, which was cool. And then we made our way out, just bouncing around the channel, and every spot we stopped, we caught fish at. So awesome. That water was right, and of course it was raining like cats and dogs from the sky, but then we grinded it out, and we had, I think after about 3.5 hours, my crew was pretty ready to call it. They're like, hey, we've had a blast, we caught some fish, and we have them this morning as well, and it's gonna be nice this morning. So they all stayed in the lodge. This is their, they've been there for two nights, and then we have four boats going out with this group this morning, so it'll be a big quadruple boat kind of corporate deal this morning, so it'll be exciting, man. I think they had a blast yesterday, caught some fish, and they said, we'll try it again tomorrow when it's when it's not raining.
Well, it's not looking like a lot of bad weather today, so.
Yeah, just a little bit of some wind, but I think we'll be all right on the
Yeah, on 10 the to 20, side. But, you know, it's
Shoot, that's a normal day for us here.
That's normal these days, yeah, if you can call anything normal these days.
that's a good point, my friend. Other than that, gosh, loving the new 350s on the back of the boat.
Are you, how sweet are they, man?
I you know, it just feels like it just drives way, it's just a whole different boat. I mean, it really
is.
It's, you know, we'd lose 500 something pounds in the back, the drag of the center motor, and that thing just, that thing rips. I mean, I'm still getting used to it, Mickey. You know, I'm used to cruising around at, gosh, you know, 35, 36. Shoot, that boat cruises at the same RPMs I was doing, you know, doing to get 36 is like more like 42, 43 now.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, I mean,
well, it's
going to
make
awesome.
A big difference on fuel consumption, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gosh, I'm super pleased with them. We pulled it out yesterday before our charter and did our 20-hour servicing. We put that on in 3 days, 20 hours. So did that, got her back in the water, and off to the races, buddy.
Well, I'm glad
to hear
that.
And let's see. And then yesterday, so that group, we brought that group back in.
Yeah.
And I had a gentleman who, his name is incredible photographer and videographer. He works with some magazines, and you know, they contract him to do some magazine shots. And so he was out with that group yesterday, taking some group photos, and then also trying to get a photo for a story they're doing here on a local magazine. And so we brought our group back in, and I said, well, you want to go back out? And he said, sure, man. And we got out there and whacked about 150-pound shark, and you know, just with like an hour left of daylight, man. And it was cool. It's been a long time since I've personally reeled in a fish, you know. But golly,
did you lean on one?
Yeah, I leaned on him, buddy. I mean, that's a good way to put it. I leaned on it. It was super cool because it was a big black tip. And
oh, cool.
Yeah,
been
that's
catching
nice
mostly
for,
sandbars, huh?
That's exactly right. So that one yesterday was just a healthy, she was pregnant too, big old female black tip. You know, we took some pictures of her, yada yada, and mm-hmm. sent her back. And you know, gosh, man, it was a good fish. It was a lot of fun. I'll have a little bit more grace when my customers are up there getting pulled around on the front of the boat, and I'm like, come on, you know, reel that thing. What are you doing? Reel that thing.
Get
well,
on
yesterday
him.
I was reeling that thing, and he wasn't moving, buddy.
Yeah.
No, it was a blast, man. It was a blast. We got some real cool shots from it, so.
Hey, how'd you do with those football players last week?
Oh, man.
You were telling me about
that was cool.
Did they have a good time?
They did, man, and we were on Fernando's boat, the FCJ boat.
Oh, that's right. Yours wasn't ready yet, and you took them on that. How you like that boat, man? It's kind of,
dude,
the layout's a little different inside, but it reminds me of my big Kenner, you know?
You know what? It does. It does got a Kenner kind of feel. I ran a Kenner for a while. You know, I loved it. I really did. It was definitely a learning curve having the lower sides, you know, and fishing how we fish way out there.
Yeah, it's got, it looked like it had lower sides than my boat does.
It does have low sides. But I'll tell you this, the boat ran really great. And what was the most impressive thing to me was I've got three football players, you know, and myself on one side of that boat, and it's just sitting steady.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh my gosh, let me get some weight over here, let me get some weight over there. That
right.
boat is just stout. It just sits in the water. And Fernando was, you know, explaining to me why that boat is like that, because they're using, you know, three times the average, you know, boat builder puts into material wise. I mean, and it takes, you know, they're using a lot of material, making sure that boat is built for durability, more than anything else. And,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you could really tell, man. You could really, really tell. I was super impressed with it.
Now, how long is that boat? 25, 26?
That was 26, yeah.
26, okay.
And it was awesome, man. It was really, really awesome. Fernando, you know, anything Fernando touches, it's, it's going to be good.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I'll check one out when I might have to take my boat in for service here before long, and I'll check.
Yeah, you ought to look at it.
There. I hadn't been down there in a while.
You'll freak out.
I don't
man.
Get out much, man. I got so much going on. I don't know how to explain it, but well, that's cool to know.
Yeah, it's cool, man. Go put your eyes on it. Next time you go down to SCJ, man, you'll be impressed. I was definitely impressed. I really was.
Well, I'm not buying one. I'm out of the boat business, man. I'm gonna finish my years up with a rig I got.
There you go. Well, it's been good to you.
I don't like payments.
Yeah. Heck no. Man, you know what? I mean... You got the good juju on that boat. I mean, there ain't no reason.
I know. It's for whatever reason it does, but occasionally catch some fish. Well, look, if somebody wants to come down and get hooked up with you guys, give them some info how they can reach you if they want to lodge up, fish up, whatever. If they want to get married, y'all can throw one of those too.
Heck yeah, man, we could do it all. Hop on our website, Outcast Fishing with no G. charters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. And man, everybody have a blessed rest of your week. Come check us out at Bayside. We're all in one, all in house right there. You come lodge with us, get married, throw a birthday party, go fishing, you name it. And we're just Bayside Event Center right here on 61st Street in Galveston. We'd love to see you guys.
Cool deal. All
appreciate
right,
it, brother, man.
Hey, have a good day, buddy. Good talking to you.
You too, buddy. Talk to you on Saturday, brother.
All right, man.
See you, buddy.
Later. All right. That's Sharky Marquez in Galveston. Let's jump up to Sam Rayburn now. Let's go check the Piney Woods out with Mr. Randy Dearman. Morning, Randy. What's up?
Hey, Captain Mick. It's all good. If it ain't raining, the wind ain't blowing, it's real good. I don't think we're going to get no rain till tonight.
Well, I tell you, some of the worst thunderstorms I've ever been in has been up in the Piney Woods, man. It gets nasty.
Oh, me. But I'm glad we're done with them 40-degree nights. So it sure is getting these crappie grouped up good for us.
Good deal.
It's, it seems like it just gets a little better every day.
Still catching a lot of little ones with your...
Yeah,
fish.
Yeah, you'll catch, you know, four or five throwbacks to every keeper, but it's a lot of action. Keeps you busy anyway.
Yeah, that's busy fishing there, man.
Yeah, but, and there's some, you know, I mean, you know, nice keepers, then all of a sudden somebody have a big old slab they pull up. That's ones I like to see.
I'm with you. And the most, what do the old timers call them? Saddle blankets.
Yeah. Yeah, but it seems like it, you know, that some of the fish still got a few eggs left in them. I mean, they're just eggs that, you know, they didn't lay. But, you know, that those fish are the ones that are just now coming out there, too.
Will they lay those eggs on those brush piles? Once they get out deep like that, or they basically a type of fish that spawn shallow?
Yeah, I think they just spawn shallow, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's good, though. I'm not fishing today, tomorrow, Saturday, or Sunday. They got that big bass splash going on.
Oh, that's
on.
Right. Sealy's tournament's this weekend up at Rayburn. That's right. I forgot about that. Boy.
There's no parking, and I don't want to get run over, and I've decided when they have that, I'm going to just take off a few days and stay out of the way. I needed a few days off anyway.
Oh, I think I got a lot of boats in it, man. And people go for that big bass splash.
Oh, I mean, tell you, and what's bad is the boat ramps are so bad. You know what I mean? That many people up here, and I think about half of them, you know, get in a boat once a year or something. You know, I mean, they can't back up. They block the boat ramps. I'm scared you're gonna get run over out there. I don't.
Pilgrims.
Like they have it for a few days.
Yeah. That's a busy time. You wouldn't be able to find a place to park or a place to stay anywhere within miles of Rayburn this weekend.
No. I guarantee you. I don't know how many they'll have, but it'll be...
Yeah.
In the thousands for sure, you know.
Well, let them have it. Somebody's going to win.
Yeah, yeah.
Big prizes. Big money and big prizes brings them out of the woodwork, brother.
It does.
Well.
But, hey, we still got some days left. Middle and the last week of this month, somebody wants to catch a buck crappie, you know, get a hold of us and we'll make it happen.
How's your May looking? You got some openings in May too?
That's what I'm saying, in May.
Okay. All right.
This month's over.
Well, it's 24th.
Yeah. But, I know the first part of May's already booked up, but the middle and right at the end, I got some days left.
Gotcha. What are you mostly catching crappie with, jigs or minnows or both?
Most of them with minnows. Mickey, I have it. It's just easier for the average person, you know, if they're not used to
I got you.
Fishing quite a bit. It's all about, you know, making sure they got the pole bit.
Yes, sir. It's hard to beat them live crickets, man.
Yeah.
All right, Randy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to get with you and fill in those days you got open, how do they get a hold of you? Give them a number, man.
936-328-0864. Have a good gap, Mick.
Hey, thanks, Randy. Appreciate the update. We'll see you, bud.
Goodbye.
All right, take care. All right, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.